Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about how walking improves brain function.
Oh.
Now, when we talk about walking, we know it's going to increase physical activity. We know it's going to probably change some of the metrics when it comes to fat metabolism, enzymes, glucose metabolism, because it's physical activity. But no one's really been talking about how it can help sharpen your mind. There was a study that was done not too long ago looking at sedentary adults. And what they did is they had two groups. And they did this for about a year. Ages about 59 to about 80. And they used about almost, I think, probably 65 of these people. And what they did is they took half the adults. They had them walk 3 times a week for about 40 minutes at their own pace. And then they had another group, Lee, where they did stretching and toning exercises.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, calisthenics. But not the continuous walking like we're talking about. And then what they did is they tracked these people and they did MRI studies on these people.
I thought they made them do like a crossword puzzle.
No, they did MRI studies and they looked at the neural activity. Actually, they were looking at, you know, which parts of the brain were turned on more when they were doing certain activities, and showed that there were improved connections between the brain regions responsible for integrating different kinds of information when the people were walking. They noticed that the networks became more coherent. It also improved their memory, their attention, and a whole bunch of cognitive processes as well. And the funny thing is, when you think about walking, we all think of walking as like, that's so mindless, so easy. You know,
right.
But apparently, it still requires the brain to coordinate information from the muscles, the eyes, the ears, and other areas as well. So much more than actually even doing the toning exercises and the stretching exercises. So this, you know, leads to that whole adage of if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So it's real important that you got to make sure you maintain activity. Walking is one of those simple ones you can do. Highly recommend you do it.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.